Clay Matthews injury situation. He's actually in an appointment. And all the information's not in yet, so I really don't have anything to announce there.
I think you could say that it's not
season ending. Oh, I'm hopeful it's not season ending. You know, I think we're all hopeful, but it's, you know, you have to get all the opinions and make sure you always do right by the player.
Because how it happened, Mike?
Excuse me?
How it happened?
It happened on the sack. So if you watch it, you can just kind of see at the end it kind of falls on it. But that's the play that happened.
Like, there were some reports today that a Lions player had some insults for members of the Wisconsin band. I was wondering if you heard about that and just your reaction.
I saw the headline. Jason told me about the situation, and we love the Wisconsin band. I mean, obviously, I mean, I don't know what the hell he's thinking about saying anything negative to the band. So I don't know what was said or this and that, but I know our fans love it when the Wisconsin band's here. Phenomenal reputation. They did a great job yesterday. But as far as who said what, I really don't have any comment on it.
Mike, since you don't have anything definitive on Clay,
yes.
What a player in your experience, because you've had Cullen do it, you've had Morgan Burnett do it. When a guy, if he had to play with a club, how much do you think that affects a guy who's trying to play through an injury? Because you obviously, even if he's not 100% himself, he'd still rather have him out there. So what's kind of the process of deciding?
I think any time a player has an injury, particularly to the thumb or the wrist area, there's so many small bones in there that, you know, it's always different. And you're dealing with the small ligaments. So, I mean, you have to get all the information. It's important for the specialist to look at that and weigh in on every individual particular injury, and this is exactly what's going on with Clay's case. And so that's the first step, to find out exactly the extent of the injury and what needs to be done, because they're all a little different. We've had guys that played with them and didn't miss any time without a club. We've had guys play with clubs, and we've had guys that had to go to season-ending surgery. So every one of them, in my experience, has been very definitive to the individual and to the individual injury. So the second part of the answer to your question is, what position do they play? So, I mean, that definitely factors in. Can he play with the club? You know, at what point in the rehab or the injury can you play with the club? So that's why you go about it the way we do.
How do you view what you've got behind him right now? I mean, both Nick and Mike had impactful games yesterday. Do you feel any better about your depth after what you saw from those guys yesterday?
Yeah, definitely. I think Mike Neal did an exceptional job yesterday. He went inside and played well too. So clearly probably one of Mike's better performances in his career here. And I thought Nick did an excellent job too with his opportunity. It was productive. So, I mean, you got two, I guess when a guy gets to his second year, you say he's a veteran around here. But you have guys that have experience and played games for us. Yeah, I thought Andy did some good things, even on special teams. So, we got our young guy Palmer. You know, he'll get an opportunity. So, you know, we feel good.
Like, when you watch the tape, what did you think of the way your offensive line played?
Thought our offensive line played well, particularly our inside guys. I thought T.J. Lang and Josh Sitton probably had two of their finest performances to date here. I mean, that was clearly the matchup that we were focused on. Their two defensive tackles, and I thought our interior line definitely answered the bell there. So, I was very pleased with their performance.
Mike, the Raiders have reportedly let go of Matt Flynn. Would you consider bringing him back here?
No, really. I'm very happy with the quarterback room, the way it looks, the people in it. You know, obviously Matt was a Packer. Very fond of Matt and his time here. You know, as far as any, you know, roster moves and things like that, I really don't have any comment on it. I do like Seneca Wallace. I like what he's done since he's been here. So I feel good about our, feel very good about our quarterback room.
Mike, is it surprising you that things just didn't come together from that? I mean, he was so good for you in the 2011 finale. He was so good in New England when he had a week to prepare. Is it just surprising to you as his mentor?
You know, I'm definitely surprised because when it was his opportunity came, I obviously gave him a very high recommendation. But hey, you know, injuries, you know, all the different types of things, and, you know, quarterback competition in both places. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. So I haven't watched the film of Matt, so I really can't even give you an educated or an informed opinion on exactly how he did play. So. But on a personal level, I'm very fond of Matt Flynn. He was excellent in his time here, and I wish him the best of luck.
Do you think that kind of shows just how things have to come together in a variety of ways? I mean, Aaron's talented and everything else, but it's got to be the right coaching staff, the right situation, the right opportunity, and the guy has to play well kind of that position.
I think Matt's situation is an excellent example of fit. You know, it's good people, good players, good coaches. So, you know, sometimes the fit isn't right. It's a team game. I mean, you have 11 guys on the field at once, and it has to be coordinated. There's a lot that goes into that, and it's not easy. So maybe it just wasn't the right fit. I don't know. I haven't seen the games that he's played.
How'd Morgan fare back there? All of the responsibilities.
Morgan Burnett played well. It was great to have him back. You know, had the great play, the excellent play there in the end zone. So I thought we were very sharp. The communication. I think it even helps MD a little bit. So I mean, I thought MD played one of his better games. So I thought he definitely played very well. It's great. It's like he never left. So I was pleased with Morgan's performance.
Like on the two third and ones, you got a guy like Lacy, you could just follow it and try to work on the middle. Which do we need to
pass? Play caller, just beat up the play caller. You know, you guys have too much love in here today. So that's your negative nugget of the day, I guess. So the third one calls. I mean, it's we do a number of things at the line of scrimmage. One in particular, we got an odd look. It was a different look, so and that happens sometimes. But that's why the decision making at the line of scrimmage it's difficult, and it's definitely the strength of Aaron Rodgers. But sometimes you get an odd look, and the ball in space with Randall Cobb was always a good choice.
So the first one was a run pass option.
Well, that's a scheme. We don't need to answer questions.
Okay.
That's scheme.
But I just didn't want to pin it on the play caller.
I already took it.
Okay, that was nice.
Yeah.
I guess my question, though, is what is, as a play caller, what is the internal battle for you on third and one? Because you've had plays throughout the years where everyone's expecting to run, and you do a play action, and you do a shot play, and you get a big gain. But also, let's just get that one yard and keep the drive going. How does that kind of play out in your brain?
Well, taking a shot on third and one, it's to me, that's a situation call. Some people don't view it that way. Some people, don't. I don't know what they think. I've been in conversations with different staffs. I think the shot play on third and one, there's a couple things that have to lead up to that. So, and I think having it's an instinctive call, in my opinion. So when you do it, where you do it, plays a lot into that. Situation offense, for the most part, especially early in the game, those calls are determined on Monday and Tuesday. So I mean, that's why you game plan, and that's why you practice all week. So, and the one that we're talking about was an installed play. Then sometimes you get into games where things change. Defense plays you differently, or your lineup changes, something happens, and then you make adjustments on the sideline. So I mean, that's all part of it.
You look tipped at the end of that second, third one. Did you think Jordy was held? Was that what you were kind of on?
One in the end zone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, it's part of what this transition maybe for Aaron is that you're running the ball better than a team that's kind of relied on your ass more than you have to run. So you have to adjust to that as well in terms of his one pass options of the line?
I don't think so. I mean, it's let's be honest here. I mean, anytime an individual in professional sports is extremely successful at his craft, he wants to do his craft all the time. And, you know, quarterbacks aren't paid to hand the ball off. I mean, quarterbacks make a living throwing touchdowns and completing balls. But also it's the team aspect of it, too. So does Aaron Rodgers need to adjust to us having an effective run game? Absolutely not. And it's going to help him, and he knows that more than anybody. And he's a big part of the run game. A lot of those decisions in the way we approach our run game, he carries a lot of responsibility in that. So this is not a situation where he's been really good in the offense and threw the ball a lot more in the past and wants to keep doing it. That's not the case at all.
This was a mustache.
I cut my lips shaven.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike, bigger picture, just red zone overall. It's been kind of bogging down there a little bit.
Yeah, it's been disappointing. It's something that we actually talked about over the bye week, and we've had a couple plays that just didn't convert. You know, you look at the two down there with the drop pass, and then our timing wasn't just right on the third down. So I mean, it's football. I don't think it's anything that we're doing that we need to change. Sometimes you're extremely effective down there, which we've been. The good thing is we're getting down there. I don't know where we rank in the league, because obviously some teams have one more game. But I would think we're pretty high in the red zone standings as far as getting down there. So as long as we keep getting our attempts, I'm very confident that we'll score touchdowns.
Two more.
Mike, with the nature of Francois' injury, you're not getting any injuries, but the nature of that injury, is that inevitable? It's going to be season-ending?
Robert Francois?
Yeah.
Ted Thompson will have an announcement here by the end of the day as far as our roster.
Thanks, Mike.